This is Dr. Patadia dictating the Holter report on Jennifer Moore, last name M for Mary, O-O-R, E for Europe. First name Jennifer, J for Joy, E for Europe, N for Nancy, N for Nancy, I for India, F for Frank, E for Europe, R. Today's date is April 21st, 2023, period new paragraph. The Holter hookup date is April 20, 2023, period new paragraph. The patient heart rate varied from 50 to 130 beats per minute, period. There were few PACs and few PVCs, period. There are occasional two PVCs in a row, but they are separated by about 1.2 second pause period. There was a one episode of 8 beats paroxysmal supraventricular tachycardia at a rate of 162 beats per minute, and it was regular, and it happened at 10:52 p.m. At that time, patient did not report any symptom other than she was saying that she was standing in the line, period. The patient reported heart palpitation at 1.14 p.m., but no significant arrhythmias were noted at that time, period. She also reported palpitation around 12.12 a.m., lasting for about 10 minutes or so, period. No significant STT changes were noted, period. New paragraph. Final interpretation number one. One episode of 8-beat paroxysmal supraventricular tachycardia at 162 beats per minute, which happened at 10:52 p.m. when she was standing in line and no other symptoms, period. Now, next line number two, rare PACs, next line number three, rare PVCs, next line, number four, occasional two PVCs in a row separated by about 1.2 second pause, period. Number five, patient reported heart palpitation at 1.14 p.m. and at 12.12 a.m., which lasted for 10 minutes or so, but not accompanied by any significant arrhythmias, period. The Holter report over. Thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.